and mournful song. The essence of bluegrass right there. Well, in all my studies, I've tried to kind of figure out where the roots of bluegrass music really came from. And I worked with Emmylou Harris back in 1978, 79, up until August of 1980. I was a youngster, young and innocent. But I'd been playing bluegrass for a long, long time. So we went to the UK and rehearsed about a week before we started a European tour. And our first night to play was in Dublin, Ireland. And we'd been in the band, and everybody had been invited to come to what they call a Cayley. And I didn't know what a Cayley was. I had no idea what it was. Only thing I know is when the taxi let me out at this place, this address, I walked in the front door and thought I'd died and gone to Eastern Kentucky. There's folks in there playing music and dancing. Moms was in the other room fixing dinner. It was just like my home folks in Kentucky. And I started playing that music with them. I was playing fiddle, playing mandolin, playing the songs with them, but they were calling them different names, and I knew them from the names that we called them here in the States, but they were the same tunes, and they'd play two or three tunes in a row in the same, kind of in the same song. One would speed up, one would slow down, but it was awesome, and I come to find out that really the roots and the foundation stones of bluegrass was really in Celtic music, old songs from Ireland and Scotland. So I sat around thinking about that one day, and this little melody came to me, and so I didn't want to do it for it's an instrumental called The Road to Spencer.